Lillian, I'd like to begin by asking you about your family background. Could you tell me something about your grandparents?
My grandparents were... My grandfather was born in Ireland. Uh-huh. And my grandmother was born in Ireland.
Were these your mother's parents or your father's parents?
My father's parents. And my mother's parents were also born in Ireland. And then they later moved to Canada. Well, my father was born in Canada, and my mother was born in Illinois.
What made your grandparents decide to move? Why don't we talk about your father's parents first,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll talk about your mother's parents,
mm-hmm.
and that way we can keep them straight.
Decide to move?
Mm-hmm. What made them decide to immigrate to Canada?
I really don't know. I don't remember that far back. But I think they were over here when they were real young.
What did your grandfather do?
The one grandfather was a carpenter. And the other was, I believe I would say he was a farmer.
Mm-hmm. Where did your grandparents live in Canada?
I think it was Ottawa.
Did you ever visit them there?
No.
You said your other grandfather was a farmer. They were farmers in Illinois?
I imagine they were.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever visit them?
No.
Do you remember how your parents met?
No, I really don't remember. I know they moved to Iowa, where they lived most of their life, in Iowa, where we all went to school. But for a short time, my parents moved to South Dakota, where I was born. But my older brother and all the rest of them were all born in Iowa.
Do you... Can you tell me your parents' birth date? About the time they were born?
My mother was born September 17th. Oh, God. I just can't remember. '80, I believe.
Were they about the same age?
Yes, uh-huh.
You said they lived in Iowa when you were born? Yeah, you were born in
I was born in South Dakota, but I was the second child, but they lived in Iowa when their first child was born, my brother. And then they moved back again to Iowa, where they were born, the other two, where we went to school.
What did your father do?
My father was a policeman.
Can you tell me about him? What do you know?
Well, I think he was one of the greatest. He was I wouldn't say he was a typical Irish policeman, but he was, you know, he had a lot going for him. He was a very sincere person, but jovial, liked to dance, and he also had other jobs besides being a policeman. One time he worked at a mill in a little town in Iowa, Lamars, Iowa.
What was your mother like?
She was a very different type person than my father. She was more reserved type. She's from Illinois, and she was very sweet and calm. And I know when I'd get out of hand, my mother would always say, "You're just like your father." She lived to be 92.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I had two brothers and one sister, and they're all deceased. I'm the last one of the family.
Can you tell me the name of them?
Well, I told you my father was born in 1890. It was my brother was born in 1890. And I was born in 1894. And my sister was born 1896. And my younger brother, 1898, I guess. The younger brother.
Can you describe the house that you lived in when you were small?
Well, yes, I can. It was a two-bedroom house. It had a small dining room and kitchen and living room. And they always had the wallpapered every year. Nothing fancy, but comfortable.
Could you describe the rooms?
Well, they were just two rather small bedrooms. And the kitchen with no up-to-date appliances like they have now. You know, we had a range stove, one of them old-fashioned stoves with a high oven. And we had a cupboard instead of the built-ins like they have now. That was in the earlier years. Later they, you know, had nicer things as we grew up.
There were two bedrooms. Did all your children sleep in the same bedroom?
No, we had, one of those things that open up, you know, and open up in Davenport. Mm-hmm. And it was a double one, and my two brothers slept on that, and I and my sister slept in one bedroom, and my mother and father in the other room. It was one of those old-fashioned kind of lounge affairs, I guess you'd call it.
Do you remember hearing stories about your birth? About where you were born and who was there, who attended you, who attended your mother?
Well, I remember my mother telling me that, see, when they moved from Iowa to South Dakota for that time, they moved up with my father's brother, who was a bachelor up there, and they lived there, and I was born at home, and they had, oh, some attendant, well, they call them house mothers, or not house mothers, but some neighborhood mother used to come in, you know, and help. And they stayed there in just a short time and moved back to Iowa. So I don't remember anything about living in South Dakota.
Do you remember when your younger brother and sister were born?
I remember when my younger brother was born.
What was that like?
Well, it really was an affair that I knew nothing about. It just happened. There was no showers or anything like that, you know. The first thing I knew from going to school, I had a new brother, and that was it.
What was the reason for your parents moved to South Dakota and then back again to Iowa?
I really don't know why they did. I guess my father's brother was had this farm up there, and he just asked them to come up, which they did. But they wasn't there long enough to make any future for themselves. They liked it back more in Iowa, this little town. Then later they moved to Sioux City, Iowa, where my father was employed as a policeman. And
was he a policeman in the small town?
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm.
Can you describe that town for me?
Yes, I can. It was Lamar's, Iowa, a small town where we all went to school. We lived right close to the high school, and they tried to teach us all how to play basketball. And they'd have 4th of July celebration, just a common little Iowa town. My mother's sisters lived around there too, they and their families.
Was your mother involved in work or other kinds of activities outside the home?
She was quite interested in schoolwork, but she was more in church. They were Catholic, and she belonged to what they call a sodality.
I don't know what that is.
Well, it's a sodality is just a meeting like they have here, you know, but they call them different now. But the sodality was kind of a meeting so often the women had, like, that was about the only activities I know that she ever went to, was something like an AIDS society. That's it. I couldn't think of that.
Was your father involved in other things? Politics or?
He liked politics. He was a very strong Democrat, and he'd argue about a Democrat whether he was good or bad.
Had your parents been to school?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I believe my mother had a better education than my father. But they, you know, they were real up to date on everything, as I remember, and everybody else thought they were. Of course, I thought they were anyway.
Do you remember the kinds of social activities that your parents were involved with? Friends that they had when you were younger?
Yes, I remember they liked to dance, and they had, they used to go to square dances. They had a square dance, and they loved to dance. And this square dance club they had, my father was a caller for that dance. And they'd bundle us kids all up and take us up in this big hall. They had benches all around the hall. We'd go to sleep and they'd put us down on the benches. I'd wake up and I'd hear my father calling, "Do-si-do, away they go." That's one thing I remember about them. And that was about the extent of their...
Did your mom spend time with other women?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What kinds of things did you do with your father when you were young?
Well, he used to, like, they had a fair. We'd always go to the fair. We'd ride the merry-go-round. And one thing that became one of the main things in my life was roller skating. I loved to roller skate. And there was a roller skating rink right close to the high school. So I was getting ready for, they're going to have a kind of a tournament, you know, who is the best skater. I guess I better not tell this part of it. So I went to school, and another girlfriend of mine, we thought, well, now we got to practice for this big event. So that afternoon, we decided we weren't going to go to school. So we went out to roller skate. We didn't have roller skates like the kids do now. We rented them, 50 cents for roller skates. So I went out, we went out to roller rink, and we were just, you know, thought we were really having a big time. We looked up and the truant officer was with he made us come back to school and grin and apologize to the kids at school. I'll never forget that in all my life.
How old were you when that happened?
Oh, I don't know. I must have been about maybe 13 or 14, something like that.
What kinds of things did you do with your mother?
Well, we'd go to a show once in a while and go visit relatives. We had relatives that lived out on the farm that we liked to go out and visit. And little 4th of July celebrations. And that was They had ice cream sociables at that time. We'd go to an ice cream sociable and save our money to buy ice cream. Probably had some at home, but we had to go to the sociable for it.
How were decisions made in your parents' home?
Well, I would say that each one had their own opinion, and they talked it over, and each one still had their own opinion when they got through, as I remember. But I guess the decisions were come out all right, because we all got along pretty well.
Did one of their views prevail most of the time? Or was that more shared?
No, I think they share their views more than people do today. They, you know, they didn't have all these other views to talk about like they did then. It was just, you know, more common things, I'd say.
What was discipline like?
Well, it was pretty strict. Not too bad, but my father, he wanted us to, you know, he had more disciplined us than my mother. She was more the quiet type person. She'd tell us two or three times not to do something, but my dad wouldn't. He'd tell us once and that was it.
What kinds of things would you be disciplined for?
Well, for one thing, we lived pretty well in a pretty nice part of town, and at that time they had what they call hitching posts. I don't know if you know what they are. They had these old-fashioned hitching posts, and people would come in and they'd tie their horses up to the hitching posts and buggies, and there was one not too far from our house. And of course, they weren't always people there. So we'd go out, the kids, and we'd have the hitching post as a trapeze and hang by our knees on the trapeze. And that would be one thing to be put away for afternoon.
You were talking about being disciplined for playing on the hitching post.
Hanging by my knees on the hitching post. And the time I went to the roller skating rink was fun. But we never were spanked like a lot of kids were. I would say we had a pretty nice childhood. And we were just average kids.
What was the objection to your hanging from the hitching post?
Well, in those days, kids didn't wear pants like they do now. They wore them old-fashioned bloomers, you know. I can remember that so well. My mother was so ashamed of us. She'd come out and get us by the hand and say, "Get in there. You should be ashamed of yourself."
Now, is this you and your sister, or you and your sister and your brothers?
Brothers, too. Mm-hmm. And other kids in the neighborhood, too. Oh, it was a scene. I don't know why I remember that so outstanding. I suppose there was a lot of other things we did, but That kind of comes to my mind.
What kinds of things did you play when you were young?
Oh, we played hide and seek, and we had a checker game at Christmas, and just little games like that.
Did you do much outdoors?
Quite a bit, mm-hmm. We played outdoors quite a bit.
Were there ever things that you weren't allowed to do or that it was frowned upon for you to do because you were a girl?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. You should never go out and be a tomboy. Never. Should be a lady always.
Did that stop you?
Somewhat. Not altogether.
What about your brothers? What kinds of things did they do?
Well, my older brother was crazy about sports, football and basketball and everything like that. He was in everything at school. My younger brother, I don't remember much of his activities then, you know, when we were going to school.
Did you ever play sports much?
Yes, basketball. Mm-hmm.
Was that just at school or did you play?
No, just at school, just on the school ground.
What were holidays like in your family?
Well, the 4th of July was really an occasion because my dad had that flag out before daylight. Everybody always talked about my dad. You look out, his flag is out ahead of anybody else's. And do you know that we kept that flag for years and years? And then Christmas we had. Years ago, they didn't have turkey as much as they had goose. They used to have goose a lot. And they'd have mince pie and dressing. And the Christmas presents were not too much in those days. We'd hang up our stocking. And couldn't hardly get up in the morning to see what we was going to get. And every year we got the same thing about. It was one of those little dolls with a china head. And one would be blonde and the other would be dark. And we'd have the choice, you know, one would be